This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Christmas music, ho, 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 and howdy, har, har, and all that good stuff. Hello, Wednesday, the 26th of December. Next week at this time, we'll be saying Happy New Year. Well, we can say Happy New Year from now until that time. It's very appropriate. You can still say Merry Christmas to people. Why not? Let's be in the mood. Let's stay in the mood. Let's stay in that space. Let's keep your heart and your head open. Why don't we do all of those things and also bring you up to date conversationally as to what's cooking, what's new. Wait a minute, that's a name. Jennifer, how about that for a show? What's cooking? You want to do that? Yeah. Let's start.
Fantastic idea. I think it might be already done. But we'll see.
Yeah. Really? Oh, my God. All right. Let's see here. Who's here. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria off in the winter wonderland of La La Land and land. Kara Schillen. She can be depended upon. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington, but Jennifer is going to take us into the world of the weird, or the world, say again, Doug, of the wonderful, of the world of what's going. Yeah, I just said, what's cooking? What is cooking, boy. Baby cakes?
Do you need some medication?
Now it's the day after Christmas and all through the house.
I know, not a creature is. I don't know. I don't want to use the word hangover because that's alcohol, but we're Christmas hungover around here, I think.
I have a
and
tea
that's what's
hangover.
Trending. Yeah. That's what's trending. Trending is it was Christmas and Christmas all around the world. And President Trump was in Washington, D.C. for Christmas when he thought he'd be in Mar-a-Lago, but the government is shut down. And this is, what is this now? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This is day number 4 of the government shutdown. And apparently, President Trump was tweeting all through Christmas saying, hey, I'm the only one here. Poor me. Where are the Democrats? Come back to town, guys. Let's work something out. Again, that's a lot of back and forth for show on Twitter. But on Christmas, at least the night before, President Trump was on the phone with children. And he was asking them questions about whether they wanted a Walt. No, he didn't ask them that. About whether they were looking forward to the holiday and to Santa. Every Christmas Eve, NORAD, as you know, claims to track Santa's flight as he makes his way around the globe. This has been a tradition dating back to 1955 when a department store had printed the phone number of a NORAD colonel in a Christmas newspaper ad by mistake. This year, however, the NORAD calls came at a pretty interesting time for President Trump. So he was making some calls to some pretty lucky kids and giving them updates on Santa Claus, answering questions and then asking them questions about what they wanted for Christmas. And he had plenty of time to do that because, as I mentioned, he stayed in Washington, D.C. for the holiday.
All right. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Did you guys use NORAD to track Santa?
Yes, as a matter of fact. It was we used NORAD on Monday. You weren't here. We used NORAD all through the program.
It's a big deal. Were you tracking Santa? We tracked him for the first time. Okay, so I haven't tracked NORAD in a while, or Santa in a while. It used to be you actually had to go onto the computer, and then you could kind of see. They would just use like a pinpoint. This year's model was real fancy because it had the virtual. Well, actually, maybe the real picture of Santa with his reindeer flying all over.
Of course, it was a real picture.
Yeah,
cool. Yes, it was. So, there are lots of things that go on when the government isn't supposedly open for business. One of them, makes me recoil, makes me crazy. The national parks, the national monuments, all of the things that get closed because there is a government shutdown. And then the news media makes a big deal out of it. For example, in New Mexico, Alamogordo to be specific, the White Sands National Monument supposedly was off limits because it was government shutdown, nobody around. Right, exactly. So a lot of people decided they were going to go there anyway. And I love the way the reference by the government and by the news media of unauthorized visitors. Go screw. Maybe unauthorized. And I know that's kind of harsh for a post-Christmas, but you know what? These monuments are all paid for by taxpayers. All the government land wouldn't be if it weren't for taxpayers paying for them. And so to say that they're not supposed to be on them, you got a problem that you can't fix. So that's why should that be their problem? There's a lot of fencing around the monument from the highways on Interstate 70, but families just jumped over the fence. They were playing on the dunes, took selfies, riding sleds, that sort of thing. It's not far from El Paso. Las Cruces is the nearest big city. And people go there every year, and good for them. I encourage people everywhere to go onto government property, whether it's open or not. No, I'm not kidding. I think it's asinine.
There's certain places you might want to avoid, though, to avoid third eyeballs and getting arrested and all that stuff.
What, you're talking about the
there's certain pieces
of government
land. Area
54?
Yeah, I may not explore so you don't get yourself shot. Nah. Places you want to avoid.
Anyway, it's 70 miles north of El Paso. We're not on a new station in El Paso yet, but the cost of visit is $5. That's the only reason that it's closed down, because nobody can collect the money. So, you know what? I said it as boldly as I could say it. Screw the government and screw it. Let them go and do what they want to do to have fun. I have no respect for any of this stuff, mostly because it's such a sham. Anyway, everybody who supposedly isn't getting paid this week because they don't have anybody to write the checks will get paid next week or whenever the government starts up again. Nobody's going to go without food, water, sustenance, pay, all that stuff. And the fact is sort of a crime here in a sense because of the fact that these people can't get their act together. And
and that's why they put it on the taxpayer. This isn't by mistake. They closed down the parks wouldn't be closed down if this weren't the part of government that had been funded, because there's 75% of the government that's still fully functional and fully funded and no one's feeling it. But the stuff like the mail service or like the national parks, they do that so that there's pressure on the constituents who will then go and pressure Congress, whether that's they support the wall or they don't. Maybe they'll be enticed to say something, to put some pressure on in either way. So it's not by mistake. I think you're right with the national parks. I mean, how often do you see a ranger to begin with? If you go in and explore a lot of these places, typically you don't see anybody else but other people out there anyway. But that's not still maybe the safest idea to just bypass.
Didn't Trump spend most of the day calling troops and that
He called
sort of
troops
thing?
On Christmas Day. He called the kids on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, here's something else in terms of the government or reality. The stock market, as of Monday, and I love this. The headline is, the stock market had its worst Christmas Eve ever. And then it says, the stock market had its worst week. We've only done one day of trading so far. Now, the after Christmas stocks usually go down. Look at the Tokyo markets for example this morning. The exchange has gone down. The Asian markets are down. And it's all because the U.S. economy is in question. Fell 650 points, by the way, 3%. And the S&P dropped 2,300 points, almost the same, a little bit less than 3%. NASDAQ down 2.2%. Now, the people who say it's a bear market. No, it isn't a bear market. It isn't a bear market until it goes down 20 points, and it's gone down 2. So here's, once again, the complete irresponsibility of the news media. They're trying to make this thing look much worse than it is. What it is an opportunity to buy stocks less expensively than you had last week. That's really all it is. It's anybody else who tries to tell you something, the London market slid a little bit also on Monday. So is it great? Nah, it's not great, but it's not a rout. And the Fed says it's done with hikes. Now, suppose one report we talked about last week, Jennifer, suggested the rates were going to go up maybe once or twice in the new year. Mm-hmm. Now, supposedly, they're done with hikes. So maybe that's because Trump's been browbeating them to stop it, because it does slow down the economy. Maybe it's had the impact, maybe slowed down enough to keep something, you know, an overcooked economy is not any better than an undercooked economy.
Certainly doesn't help the housing market or somebody looking.
Well, the housing market is what suffers most, and that's really what the arbiter is of whether we got a good, strong economy. Housing demand is up, and there aren't enough houses. That's why the prices are as they are in most areas of the country. The area that I live in, the prices keep going up and up and up. The average, I remember, well, when I was, when if I go back to the dark ages, the average cost of a house was $20,000 in Framingham when I was a kid. And in the last maybe 10, 15 years, the price has been, the average price has been $250,000. Right now, the average price in this community is almost $400,000. It is just, that's the way it is. And there's no sign of it cooling down. There's a few prices that have gone. Basically, the market is wowser for 55-plus housing. Hundreds of units. And then that frees up other people who want to stay in town. They want to stay here, so they move into one of these smaller houses. The problem is that the average, I just told you, 400. So the average house that seniors are getting out of, maybe $400,000 or $500,000. The average price of these new buildings for 55 plus is pushing $650,000, and they're half the size. It's really pretty amazing when you get right down to it, what people are paying for this stuff. And I don't know that they're that, you know, the quality is there. I just I find it really very interesting as to where we are in terms of housing. How is it? Well, in Los Angeles, it's always hot.
Terrible.
And Washington, didn't
well,
we say this last week?
Well, the market's starting to slow down because it's you have to have $1 million to get a three-bedroom house. It's absolutely ridiculous and inflated, and those interest rates certainly don't help. And unfortunately, as much as a fan of the tax reform plan from Trump that I am, it doesn't help anybody in California because everything is costing $1 million. Right.
Yeah, millennials can't get into a house. They can't. So that's part of this whole thing. Kara, the economy, we talked about this last Friday, I think Thursday or Friday, how hot things are. Washington is still the most expensive place to, and the wealthiest zip codes are all those zip codes in right on the counties that border Washington itself, in Maryland and Virginia, if I remember correctly. All right, so Kara's busy doing something.
She's so upset she can barely breathe.
Well,
right,
exactly. Said everything I had to say. I didn't have
That's
anything
it.
To say.
All right, I have something to say about how to lose weight. That's what's going to be on people's minds from now. Even though it's not New Year's, it pretty much is, and we've been through this past month and a half of eating and eating and eating. So let me help you get on to the healthiest weight loss program around. It's a program called Calitrin. The product is called Calitrin. They can help at Calitrin. You lose weight, maintain your weight, restore muscle, increase athletic performance, promote healing all over your body. So let's go to the Calitrin website and figure out how we can get you onto the program. You ready? Go to toploss.com. 10% off all of the things, the free bottle when you buy three, that sort of thing. But it isn't the price so much. I don't think that's the real reason that people go to buy Calitrin. I think they know from listening to me. And if you go to the website, you can see a lot more information about how protein from collagen, as the number one ingredient in Calitrin, is the reason for you to push the fat off. Lean muscle comes in, lose the weight. Let's get at it. Let's lose the weight. Let's keep it off. Toploss.com is the website. Use the code DJV for special pricing. That's toploss.com, code DJV for Calitrin to lose weight.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sound makes you think of Bruce Springsteen. Well, probably a reason for that, because this is one of the chief members of the E Street Band, little Steven Van Zandt, guitarist for the E Street Band. He threw his fourth annual Little Steven's Policeman's Ball at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. Weinberg was there. Gary, wow, listen. Gary U.S. Bonds was there. Max Weinberg is the drummer, and he's got his own band. So it's a big deal, coordinated with retired Detective Kevin Schroeder of the New York Police Department, who just came back from overseas security at the wedding of Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas. He has a company called Black Tie Protection Services. But as a former New York police person, this thing gets a lot of attention, and he was the one that put it together. It was also thrown with the Midtown North Detective Squad to benefit with Arms Wide Open, an organization from the police department and the Detectives Endowment Association, Widows Children's Fund, something that most big cities have, because there are people in harm's way that get killed and their families don't have anything really to keep them going. Hard Rock International CEO Jim Allen, honored in front of guests including Van Sant's Sopranos co-star Vincent Pastore and Tony Sirico, as well as, I wonder where Sharippa was. He'd have been a good one at this one, too. There's a lot of brass there from the police department, Terrence Monaghan, Dermot Shea, presence of the Detective Endowment Association's Michael Palladino, Brian Hunt. I don't know who all these people are. I don't really much care. What I care about is that they raised $250,000 to help the Widows and Children's Fund and helping families that need help. Families from, as I said, the police duty is dangerous stuff, and people get killed in the line of duty. And you think that there is, I don't really actually know what the rules are. I guess it changes from city to city, Jennifer, as to how, if you are killed in the line of duty as a policeman, you get taken care of. But this organization wouldn't have started if there wasn't a need for it. So there must be some holes in how people are taken care of if their husbands or wives are killed in the line of duty.
And they're forever problems. Sometimes it's a quick payout, I think, and then you're stuck. And maybe mom doesn't work, and there's all kinds of extenuating circumstances that can make that really tough for families.
Yeah. So good for little, I always call them little Stevie Van Zandt. Apparently he wants to be now more, he's matured, so he wants to be little Steven Van Zandt.
He's older now.
Good for him, right. 26 at the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer, Kara, and Doug. Diana Ross is a focus of a biopic, and it seems that Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child is going to take the role of Diana. She's 38. Going to star in this musical biopic called American Soul, be on BET, or at least BET is Black Entertainment Television producing it. It's set to follow a young Diana in her 70s as she decides whether or not to appear on producer Don Cornelius's Soul Train. Remember that? Oh, what a great show that was. American Soul.
I can imagine young Dougie sitting there.
That's a great show. It was. American Soul is set to feature guest stars like Bobby Brown playing soul singer Rufus Thomas, Gabriel Dennis as Tina Turner, and one of her Destiny's Child fellow members, Kelly Rowland, as Gladys Knight. American Soul premieres in February on Black Entertainment Television. There you go. That's the Soul story, 28 after the hour.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. My Pillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with My Pillow. My Pillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four MyPillows for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this day after Christmas, the routines of about 800,000 federal employees are being impacted by the partial federal government shutdown. Many people on the job will have to wait until after the shutdown ends to get paid again. Speaking to reporters after calling the troops on Christmas Day, President Trump says the shutdown will continue until he gets full funding for the border wall he wants.
We're getting $25 billion. It's already approved. But that's for everything. That's for Homeland Security. That includes, as we say, the bells and whistles. We have a lot of drones, a lot of everything in there. Plus, we have some wall money in there. But we want the wall money to be increased because I want to finish it.
Retailers having their best holiday sales in 6 years, according to early data. A report from MasterCard says Americans spent over $850 billion this season. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, let's see how your friends and neighbors are doing today. How are you? Got any reports on your neighborhood there, Jennifer? This is the DJV show, by the way, the day after Christmas. And all through the house, what is going on? What's happening? It's National Candy Cane Day, for those of you who
National
didn't get
thank you
this.
Note game. But
thank you. Yep.
Thank you note day, you. Not game. That's not a game. It's a very serious thing.
Do people send out thank you notes? Do they send email? Do they send?
I think it's a lost art. I think a lot of people will send a text or an email, but when you actually take the time to handwrite a thank you note, I don't know. I just think that's the way to go, if you can.
It is. Yeah. Okay. So how many have you sent out so far?
Absolutely none. but look, yeah. I just give the advice. I don't take my advice. What's your problem?
Ah, right. That's it. Okay, well. Well, I spent last night sending notes out. I had some pictures of Miles and Daisy and me from the couch.
I saw them. Christmas Did you tree. See that I liked your picture? It was so cute. So yeah. cute. You're looking pretty studly there, Dougie. You're looking pretty good.
Really?
And Miles pretty cute. And Daisy, of course, always a star. So there you have it. What could go wrong?
Nothing could go wrong. So, anyway, Kara, you did your thing, right? I just am trying to make sure I have everybody covered. If we're talking about sending back the notes that we need to send back to thank people, How many people do you, if your family gives you stuff, you feel like saying, you don't have to send them a note, right? You just say thank you when you're all together.
Say thank you in person, yeah. Everyone opens their gifts together, and then we say thank you. I don't think I get gifts from enough other people to send thank you notes.
Yeah.
I just say thank you in person.
Mm-hmm. And so we've just, it's sort of a reminder, that's all. I'll let people think about how they normally do things. Sometimes they're, I feel like manners have gone out the window in some respects with some folks, but sometimes a little reminder is good, healthy, good for the soul, as it were. National Candy Cane Day, a lot of folklore around the beginning of the candy cane itself. Some say it was invented by priests back in the 1400s, originally straight and solid white, no red stripes around it. And then there's another legend that claims that a choir master at the Cologne Cathedral in Germany bent straight sugar sticks into the shape of shepherd's staffs and handed them out to children at a nativity scene and services on Christmas Eve in 1670. Candy canes then spread from Germany to the rest of Europe, where they were handed out at other nativity plays, leading to their association with Christmas itself. Now, there's another story. 1847 is the year a German-Swedish immigrant named August Imgard in Worcester, Ohio, asked, that's where Miss Kingdom College is, for those of you who wonder where Worcester is, pretty much central Ohio, asked a candy maker to add a crook to the canes to justify giving candy to children during worship services to remind them of the shepherds who visited with Jesus. The minister also sometimes credited with being the first to put candy canes on trees. Now, to move it ahead, well, backward, because about the same time, the first recorded evidence of stick candy dating back to about this time, 1830s, 1840s, a recipe for straight peppermint candy sticks. The first record anybody can actually find of one is 1844. Candy canes are mentioned in a book in 1866. Their earliest verified association with Christmas was 1874. Candy canes have been hung on trees since then. How many people put candy canes on their trees this year? Raise your hands, please.
I have little candy cane ornaments. Does that count? Not the real
deal,
though.
Yeah, I guess it does a little bit. We had them on
our
tree.
I have a set of, like, six little candy cane ornaments. They're cute. They're glittery and cute.
Yeah. Well, it's just really very interesting to see how people do whatever their tradition is. Candy canes are kind of a neat tradition. Mistletoe is a neat tradition. I don't know that there's much as much focus on it this year as there has been in the past. I don't remember.
I've got mistletoe in my house, too.
You do. And have you been kissed every time you walked underneath it?
A couple of times. A couple of times. Depends on who's in the house.
Yeah. Okay.
Buddy's getting sick of me attacking her when we're under the mistletoe together.
Well, that's their cat, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is. All right, so what did you get for your cat for Christmas?
I actually got her a mouse in her, not a real one, thank God, but a little teeny tiny toy mouse in her little tiny pink stocking that hangs in my pink and lime green kitchen. And she hasn't gone to it yet. She was kind of looking around. She was hanging out with me, and then she took off, and I was trying to get her to come back and look in her stocking, but we'll probably give it to her today. We don't want to overwhelm her.
No, can't have that.
I'm not that much of a nut. But, yeah, no, I give her a little toy. What about you, Daisy? Get a little gift?
Daisy got a bow. Daisy's gift is having lots and lots of love. I was going to say the kids. Well, when I talk with the kids, I talk about my children and my grandchildren. Megan and Miles are here with Matthew. They've been here for a week now, and they're around until after Megan's birthday is
doing okay?
Tomorrow.
Are you feeling okay?
Oh, yeah. Why?
Okay.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Not too much together time yet? Because you're not used to them being around you for that long.
Oh, no, I like them. Well, yesterday we had a fabulous time, and there's some pictures. I probably should post the pictures of Miles on his new. I got him a little electric tricycle, and it's got a horn on it, and they charged it up, and he went up and down the driveway. Yesterday we also had, there was a box of old, let's see, what was it? Well, there were a couple of, there was some cornmeal, the corn muffin mix, and there was some chocolate chip muffin mix, and so we mixed it up, he and I, and we made muffins. And I actually have a picture of that. I probably should send that out so we can post that as well. It was just one of those things, fun. And to cap it all off, after all the activity during the day, and we're not even Jewish here, but we went for Chinese food.
Oh, wow.
And The place was mobbed. The Chinese food, Chinese restaurants do their biggest business on Christmas Day.
It's really all that's open, isn't it? As far as
pretty much
restaurants go? Yeah.
There were 100 people. I decided we'd do takeout, and so that's what we did. But there were 100 people waiting to get into this Chinese restaurant over in the next town over Sudbury. Lotus Flower. All those, the Chinese restaurants all have those great names. Anyway, it was not a typical because the kids haven't really been here for Christmas. Last year, they were in England, and Brendan and I spent Christmas together. And it was the first time he and I had been alone for Christmas for quite a long time. And it was good. It was very low-key. And so that takes care of that. It's just we all have our traditions, and sometimes we like to create new ones.
God love them, do they change. You know, that's the one thing that it's sort of, it's beautiful but also real sad about Christmas is that your Christmas traditions, they just take on new life. We had one of those Christmases this year, too, where it was just different. It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it was just, it was different. But you know what? That it was actually great in some ways. You just have to look for those new things, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
See what works.
And then there are the people who really display the whole spirit of the season thing. There was a story floating around about a former NFL quarterback named Ryan Leaf. I don't know who he played for. I'm not sure. I just know he was in the NFL for a number of seasons. So he had heard that because the government shut down, a lot of government employees had their pay withheld. And so they didn't have money for various things for Christmas. So he responded. He saw a tweet from somebody whose husband was a park ranger, and he had to, you know, you have to sign furlough papers when you go out, and they have a 4-year-old and a 4-month-old. The mortgage was due, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this fellow Ryan Leaf, whose father had been a game warden in Montana, decided to step up. And he sent them a check and some other people. He found some people who were in need, and he assisted a lot of them, a lot of good reaction, which is good, I think. That kind of stuff is really, there are a lot of sports headlines today about LeBron and what he says about President Trump and, you know, the NFL draft and all that other stuff. Okay, so that's a good part of the sports broadcast on sports radio stations, but I think this other stuff is much more interesting and important, frankly. Now, to this, whatever human kindness there is that can be demonstrated, those stories are, here's the story here. Actually, this is a local story about a girl who needed a service dog, there's a lot of controversy about service dogs. Some people need them, some people don't. There's a young lady who lives here not far from me who has narcolepsy and cataplexy. Do you know what narcolepsy and I don't know what cataplexy is?
Narcolepsy is when you fall asleep, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, you can stand up and fall asleep. I'm not sure what cataplexy is. Anyway, she lost her job. She's lost her license. She can't really see well. And she asked for, she's 20 years old. She asked for help in raising money for a service dog that could bring her some quality of life. And there were a lot of people who stepped right up to the plate to give her the money. Actually, I think that somebody found her a dog. And cataplexy is a muscle weakness triggered by strong emotions. Huh. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? So that's the kind of stuff. Don't you want to hear those sorts of things?
Yeah, good stuff.
That kind of stuff. Everybody, when did the malls open for returns?
Oh, today's supposed to be bigger than Black Friday, actually. They're saying that Return Wednesday is supposed to be bigger than Black Friday.
Well, it's the time of year and everybody exchanges gifts. Hopefully you got things that you liked and you're not going to have to go back and fight all of that stuff. I think it's actually more difficult to put stuff in a box and send it back, isn't it, than to go back to the store?
Because you have to go. Well, it depends. They're making it easier and easier to send stuff back online, but so it depends on if you like to battle mall traffic or the post office. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of them are open their normal hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. All the malls that I see around here are. Some of them start, they open at 10. But anyway, that's is part of the Christmas tradition, is it not?
That's it.
Such as it is. There's a story on Kevin Spacey and his coming to Nantucket this week for a hearing. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a backgrounder on that and what he's doing. It's sort of, in a manner of speaking, it's kind of sad, actually. First, though, a reminder about how to make this next year your best year ever, starting with wonderful rest. That can be your New Year's resolution. Start the year out with a great night's sleep. And if you have that plan, but you haven't been able to execute it yet, may I suggest you go to MyPillow.com, get started, start the new year off well, make the resolution that you're going to do everything that you can to get a good night's rest. Change the way you sleep. New mattresses, new sheets, new pillows. MyPillow is made in the United States. 100% machine washable, 100% dryable. The cotton and the filling really is something that's almost like from the gods. For a limited time, you get four MyPillows for MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Four MyPillows for the price of two. And there are a lot of other great bargains if you use the DJV code that you will find. By the way, the thing that's special about it, beside it being pretty much half price, is that you're going to have a guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Use this stuff, like it, love it, or send it back. So you buy it today, you get till March 1st to send it back. Don't lose another night's rest. Don't lose out on this fabulous deal. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Save the money. Save your life. Get great rest using the products at MyPillow.com. Special prices using the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, so Jen, there's only one thing that's new and fresh on TV tonight, right?
Yeah, there are a couple things floating around like Vikings and catfish and all that stuff, but the big deal will be the 41st annual Kennedy Center Honors. This happens on CBS tonight at 8 o'clock. It's a salute to the arts that hit a high note this year. Here's who's honored. You'll have jazz musician Wayne Shorter. Cher will be honored. Reba McEntire. Philip Glass, who's a composer. And the people behind the hit musical Hamilton will also be featured. So kind of cool. A different look for the Kennedy Honors.
Kevin Spacey breaking his silence, a very bizarre video, seemed to time its release Christmas Eve, going to face felony charges for sexual assault back down in Nantucket. He was down there last week for a pre-trial hearing. He appeared as his former character Frank Underwood from House of Cards. He said, "Conclusions can be so deceiving. Miss me?" And then he goes off on a rant, bashing how House of Cards ended badly after he was written off the show. It was really kind of bizarre. The Boston Globe says that he was involved in with a young teenager, and that's what he's being charged with. It's 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Technology every day doesn't take a rest. Lots of things that were technologically oriented came about because of Christmas giving, new stuff on the market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And because Victoria's off today, I have the privilege and pleasure of bringing you up to date little things, well, things to buy before the beginning of the next year. If your iPhone is slow or the battery is weak, you don't want to drop a lot of money on a new device. A new battery could fix the problems. This year, Apple announced that the price of its replacement batteries would drop to $29, allowing those of you with older phones that have been slowed down to get a second life on the phone for $29. So starting first of next year, the prices are going back up. So this year, they've been to $29. They're going back up to $69. The iPhone X, for example, now is, I think a couple of the other phones are $49. We got to support Apple because they may go out of business. They're having such a tough time. Excuse me. Movie fans, time to buy AMC's Stubbs A-List, something else you can buy for $19.95 a month for the end of the year. You got to watch up to 3 movies a week, and AMC's program lets you see a movie in any format. Plus, you can reserve tickets, IMAX, Dolby, that sort of thing. So that's going to change starting the first of next year. The company is going to raise its rates by a couple of bucks to $4 a month in 15 states. You can buy Stubbs A-List now and lock in the cheaper rate for 12 months. If you're somebody who uses a lot of postage, you may want to also purchase a bunch of Forever stamps for the new year. The prices will rise again next year. This is the U.S. Postal Service at its best, man. They're planning to charge more to ship items as well as on the post to send certain forms of traditional letters. New rates will go into effect on January 27th. Cost goes from 50 cents per stamp to 55 cents. That's a 10% increase, for God's sake.
Huge. Huge.
Good Lord. Biggest price hike since 1991. Good God, these guys. Oy. All right, but still, try to mail something at FedEx and see what it costs you to do that. Those of us who do that,
it's
for
not
Christmas.
Cheap no matter what. That's just no, the problem. It's hard.
No. All right, AT&T in the technological news today, launching a 5G in 12 markets, even though no U.S. smartphones currently use 5G. Let's find out why they're doing that.
The Geek Out
The 5G wireless internet standard has gone live with AT&T in just 12 cities and promises vastly increased bandwidth speeds over the current LTE connection. But don't get too excited yet, because currently there are no smartphones in the U.S. even capable of directly accessing 5G. So AT&T is offering to customers a Wi-Fi hotspot in which all Wi-Fi capable devices can then connect to. Apple even appears to be holding off on a 5G capable iPhone until 2020 at the earliest. The 5G hotspot will sell for $500, and then the plan is $70 a month and is capped at 15 gigabytes. We've posted a link to AT&T's new 5G offering on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
All right, also in the world of technology, Walmart securing a patent to eavesdrop on you if you're shopping there. Yes, they've been granted a patent for a new listening system for their stores that may make some employees and shoppers uncomfortable. Another reason not to go to Walmart. According to the filing, it's an example system for capturing and analyzing sounds in a shopping facility. In other words, it's surveillance. For example, the listening system would be able to detect the rustling of shopping bags and the beeps at the register. Walmart can use the technology as an anti-theft solution, find out the number of items in a transaction, the number of bags used to check out. And that's where the intrigue stops and the anxiety begins. The system wouldn't just be an anti-theft tool, but a way to also monitor employee interactions with customers, possibly monitor what customers are saying in real time about products in the store. Additionally, sound sensors can capture audio of conversations between guests and employees. Ah, yes, Big Brother comes to Walmart. Hooray! Or maybe boo is more appropriate. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.